From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Roddy Nickpour. The Utah Department of Health reported more than 1,500 new cases of COVID-19 throughout the state over the weekend. The seven-day average is now 637 cases every day. The Tri-County Health District, which includes Uinta and Duchesne counties, saw the biggest rate of increase. It was nearly 10% on Saturday and just over 14% on Sunday. That area also includes Daggett County, which is one of the only two counties in the state that have not reported any cases of infection. State officials also reported 8 deaths on Saturday from Salt Lake, Weber, Washington, and San Juan counties. There were no deaths reported yesterday. Demonstrations for police reform continued on Saturday night in Salt Lake City. More than 100 people gathered at the state capitol. KUER's John Reed reports that activists are demanding the repeal of a state law that limits police review boards.
Utah's House Bill 415 became law last year. It prevents cities from giving independently elected committees certain powers over a police chief, like overruling a hiring or vetoing policies. As they marched from the Capitol to the governor's mansion, protesters demanded Governor Gary Herbert call a special session to repeal the law. Jade Arter is with Utah Against Police Brutality and helped organize the event. She says the law prevents communities from having true oversight over their police departments.
What good is a review board if they can't discipline or take any kind of action or have any teeth?
Republican State Representative Paul Ray co-sponsored the bill. He says it still allows for civilian review boards, like in Salt Lake City and West Valley. They can make recommendations, but he says the power to make policy or budget decisions should stay with city council members or state legislators, not a board whose only responsibility is over a police department.
What it comes down to is government is responsible for public safety, period. And that's where it needs to stay.
Protesters say, though, that they won't stop speaking out until Utah communities have more control over their police departments. John Reed, KUER News.
Ogden City officials are considering an idea that would involve closing off historic 25th Street to cars. The Standard Examiner reports that Mayor Mike Caldwell says the city is open to any and all ideas that might help local eateries and taverns during the pandemic. It's hitting the restaurant and bar industry pretty hard. Many establishments in the Ogden area are still closed to dine-in service. One idea that's gaining traction in some cities is temporarily prohibiting vehicular traffic. In Ogden, that'd be on 25th Street between Grant and Wall Avenues. That would then allow businesses there to expand seating and use the extra space to spread out customers. New polling suggests that Republican governors are losing support over their handling of COVID-19. A recent Gallup poll asked citizens across the country whether they agreed with the following statements about their governor. 1, that they have communicated a clear plan. 2, that they keep the public informed. And 3, that they care about the community's health and safety. Residents of the 26 Republican-led states disagreed overall. Residents of states led by Democrats felt that those statements were true at consistently higher levels. Robert Saldine is a political science professor at the University of Montana. He says it's likely due to the fact that Republican-led states had reopened and then saw cases return in force. Now those leaders have to change direction.
Hold on, we haven't quite got this under control. We're going to have to take some steps in the other direction. And so, I mean, I think that's a challenge for all of these governors who really are, you know, on the front line.
The biggest drop in support for Republican governors has come from independents nationwide. Saldine adds that those governors may also be hurt by their association with the president, whose numbers have also fallen recently. You're listening to KUER News. I'm Roddy Nickpour.